Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay, hoping you're having a better than good day, as Mr. Ziegler likes to say. And I want to give a heartfelt thank you to all of you who have called me or emailed me and told me your special story about how this podcast has helped you. You absolutely brighten my day when I hear from you, and I always pass on your messages to the Ziegler team. If you would like to contact me, I'd love to talk to you. Here's the way you can do that. My email address, I'll let you grab something to write with, is blindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, at Ziegler.com. Again, that's blindsay at Ziegler.com, and my telephone number, 214-207-6972. Today, Zig is going to talk about how to build relationships with others by focusing on them and not yourself. Let's turn it up and listen to our mentor, Zig Ziegler, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A few years ago here in Dallas, I was speaking at an insurance company banquet. Two vice presidents and I were seated at the head table. I was in the center. There were three other executives of the company over on this side. The lady who was waiting on us, when she brought us the salad, I just kind of smiled and said, "Thank you." A few minutes later, she poured the coffee, and I said, "Thank you." A few minutes later, she served the entree. And I said, "You know, I'm just astonished that you're doing this so quickly, and yet you do not seem to be in a hurry. And you're so pleasant to the people around you." She said, "Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your saying that." Well, the two vice presidents, when their coffee was poured, their salad was served, the entree was delivered, they didn't even grunt. They didn't say anything. And finally, it came dessert time. Now, the dessert was a chocolate sundae. In a nutshell, that chocolate sundae was a scoop of ice cream with some chocolate syrup poured on it. I exaggerate not one iota when I tell you that those two vice presidents got a scoop of ice cream about the size of a golf ball. My scoop of ice cream was bigger than my fist. I mean, the chocolate syrup was running all down the sides there. And they said, "Well, Zig, you obviously know this lady." And I said, "No, I don't know her, but I sure know a lot about her." And they said, "Oh, how do you know that?" And I said, "Well, I recognized right away she was a human being. And there isn't a human being alive who does not genuinely appreciate a courteous, enthusiastic individual who appreciates the effort that they were rendering." Now, don't misunderstand. I wasn't doing all that trying to get more ice cream. That's not the deal. I don't eat much ice cream. I found out a few years ago my body actually retains ice cream. So that was not my objective. But again, it just simply says that you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. Story is told of a fellow who was giving a tour of heaven and hell so he can make a decision as to how he wants to live, so he can choose where he wants to go, what he wants to believe, so he'll know where he's going to end up. Well, he goes to hell first. And there they had a banquet table set out that absolutely was unbelievable. It was a block long. Had every delicacy the world has to offer. All the fresh fruits and vegetables and meats and sweets. I mean, the whole schmear. The people seated there at that banquet table, he noticed they were just sitting there. They're half starved. No smiles on their face, no laughter, no gaiety, no nothing. Then they took him over to heaven. And in heaven, they had exactly the same menu. I mean, every imaginable thing. But here the people were laughing and joking. They were well nourished. They were having a marvelous time. They were singing. It was a wonderful place to be. And the visitor said, I don't understand. You got exactly the same menu, but in one place they're happy, in another place they're miserable. What's the difference? And the guy said, well, had you looked carefully, you would have noticed that a 3-foot fork and a 3-foot knife is attached to the arms of each person in each person's place. Now, in hell, each person was trying to feed themselves and could not. But in heaven, they simply were feeding the person directly across from them. You know what I believe? I believe that's more than a parable. I believe that's life. See, in this life of ours, we live with an awful lot of people. Our ability to get along with them to a large degree determines just how happy we're going to be. If you'll check the records, you'll discover that regardless of how everything else is going, if you're not getting along well with the people who are important to you, you're not a very happy camper. Then if you look at it in the other direction, I don't care how badly things are going in every area of your life, if you're really getting along well with the people who are important to you, overall, you basically are a pretty happy fella. As I said in another recording, psychologist Les Carter said that 100% of all of his counseling is because of relationships problems. Either between husband and wife, brother, sister, parent, child, neighbors, or whatever, there's where the counseling comes in, because of difficulties there. I believe that winning relationships are built on trust, respect, and genuine interest in the other person. From time to time, you may be deceived if you trust too much, but you're going to live in torment if you do not trust enough. How do you build winning relationships? You learn from chess players and athletes. In chess, all of the parts that you play with are out right in front of you. In championship matches, very frequently the chess master will get up and go around, and this is permissible, of course, and look at the scene from his opponent's side, because sometimes they see it a little differently. I believe that's a good idea. Try to see how it is from the other person's perspective. Now, in athletics, what your objective is you try to analyze your opponent, find out where they're weak, and exploit that weakness. The quarterback probes to find out where the opponent is weak. In boxing, you probe to find out where the opponent is weak. In tennis, in basketball, whatever, you probe to find out where your opponent is weak, and you exploit it. In life, in selling, in medicine, in management, in education, wherever you are, you determine where your opponent, that is your prospect or your student or whatever, you determine where they're weak and you strengthen that weakness. You find out what their needs are. You help them meet their needs, and then you're going to be doing your job in the most effective way. How do you build winning relationships? One of the things you do is you eliminate gossip. Heard a little fellow say one time, well, I hate to spread gossip, but I don't know what else you can do with it. And you know, like I overheard these two people talking, one of them says, tell me more. The other one says, I can't. I've already told you more than I heard. And unfortunately, there seems to be too much truth in that. One of the things I try to do when somebody says to me, did you hear about? And I say, well, now, first of all, let me get you to do one thing. If you don't want me to repeat this and give my source, I encourage you not to tell me. Because I forget who tells me what, whether it's a secret or not a secret. And it's too much of a burden for me to try to remember what I can tell and what I can't tell. You know me, I talk a whole lot anyhow. Go at 280 words a minute with gust up to 550. So if you don't want me to tell, just simply do not tell me. People don't like gossips. You ever notice that? When people don't like you, if they can, they'll hurt you. If they can't hurt you, they won't help you. If they have to help you, they won't hope for you. And if they won't hope for you, even if you achieve the victory, it is a hollow one. Dr. John Maxwell said that, and I believe there is so much truth in that.
Whose life can you impact today by being more interested in them? Take the time to really listen to your spouse or your kids. Tell one of your coworkers what you appreciate about them. Be extra nice to the server at the restaurant. Practice making others feel important so that you take the focus off yourself and shine it on other people. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.
Hey, Ziegler podcasters, this is Blake Lindsay, and I want to offer you a special bonus of some great Ziegler material in a downloadable format just like you're used to with the Ziegler Inspire podcast. Just go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus, and you'll find a free download, 60 minutes long, of Zig's finest stories, and a free download of Zig's most inspirational quotes. This is our way of showing you some gratitude and saying thank you for listening to the Ziegler Inspire podcast. We appreciate you. Go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus.